Aw, man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my Haftorah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, "Tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the Wolfen Clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolf. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolf."
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh, the next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oh,
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emmanuel.
Hey man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think this, the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins. I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
All the country club employees were brain-sucking pack, who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No.
So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not a
There's no such thing
as bar mitzvah. Spooky, scary.
No plural.
Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Kooky, hairy. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turning into werewolves and stuff. You know?
I don't know, Trey. I'm not feeling it. This ain't no dick in a box. Mazel tov.
October 28th,
yeah.
2015. 1 year anniversary for this guy co-hosting this very show.
1 year to the
day. Give it up.
Of joining this podcast and taking it only downward.
I thought you were going to say taking it over.
Yeah, well that too. But really just, I mean, the podcast was going pretty strong and then I joined and now we're sort of circling the drain.
Yeah, we are. You know? We're almost almost there. Almost there. Episode number 152.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're as we talked about, we're over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, we're on our way down the train.
I'm just hearing
this is a Halloween episode, so we got this the haunted house
background.
We're live at the haunted house. Is basically what this
yeah.
is. And we're here today with John Retreason.
Yeah.
Project Switchblade Joe.
Hello.
I'm gonna call you Joe because
that's
I've never
we
in
go
my
back
life
like that.
We do. And Slum, aka Krishnan, that's mm-hmm. your rap name.
I have a hard time Krishnan. People calling yep. people rap names.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
when I know them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I will if they really feel strongly about it. But
and Krishnan has a new rap named Skynet that we were
Skynet.
Talking about before.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Because he likes the sky and he likes nets.
Yep. Both
and
of those
so
things.
He's like, I'm just taking my two favorite things and combining them.
Smushed them together.
Yeah. So yep. You can catch a lot of sky with nets.
You know? Can, actually.
Yeah.
That's proven.
Proven. It's scientific.
Mm-hmm.
Scientific.
It's science.
You know, science. Science. Well, this is it's Halloween week.
It is.
It's. I don't think we've ever actually done like a Halloween episode.
No, I don't think.
And there's
so.
Really not much of anything in our episode that's based on Halloween,
mm-hmm.
besides
nice.
The fact that it's almost Halloween.
Yeah.
I was going to propose the idea to dress in costume.
Oh,
yeah.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been
but,
sweet.
Yeah. My son's going to be Rocket Raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
That's
so
good.
He has this
sure.
raccoon mask, and I was going to wear that.
Are you doing Groot?
You know what? I was going to, but all the Groot costumes are super shitty.
Really?
Unless you want like movie grade, which you pay.
You spend like thousands of dollars.
I live in, you know.
I live in Woodbury, so I should. Yeah. So I should be able to.
Everyone in Woodbury has Groot costumes.
And they all look really good.
Yeah.
Well then. Do you want to talk about subscribing to the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's super easy, and it's a great way to support the show. All you need to do is click the button that says subscribe. If you're an iPhone user, it's right there in your podcast app. You can do it on iTunes. You can also do it on Stitcher Radio, and that works for Apple and Android products and whatever Android podcast application you're using.
Stitcher
Radio, other stuff.
Something or other.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's good for us. You know, it helps us when it comes to attracting sponsors and things like that. They see that people are actually listening to the show. Right. And I've said this before, but honestly, I don't even care if you listen. Just subscribe, because it automatically downloads the episode, you know, for you. As soon as it comes out, you have it there waiting for you, which is nice if you actually do like to listen to the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's right there.
Again, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to. I don't care.
We're not just putting a gun to your head or anything.
No.
Yet.
Right, thank you. I mean,
we're all about the downloads, right?
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about Halloween? Do you guys like Halloween?
I mean, yeah. Who doesn't?
Right.
I mean, except Christians, but whatever.
I like
Christian.
I like
is this
okay.
true?
I think he said Christians, but I'll fall into the category.
Yeah, you're a Christian.
Everybody likes Halloween except for Skynet.
Skynet hates Halloween.
What's up with you?
I don't know.
What is your problem?
You've changed ever since you changed your name.
Changed, man.
You've changed in the 30 seconds I've known.
That's
you.
Right.
So do you guys celebrate in any way, form, shape, crepe?
At my house, we hand out candy and then alcohol to the grown-ups.
Yeah.
Very
so
nice.
That's what
Very
we
nice.
Yep. Hmm. We think of everybody.
That's
not,
good.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you cover everyone and they don't egg your house or toilet
yeah.
paper.
It hasn't happened yet.
Or.
You get the adults drunk enough and then they egg your house.
Yeah. Bunch of dicks.
Yeah. yeah. Or they just pee all over your toilet seat.
Yeah, that's a thing that people do.
That's a thing. People are into that. It's weird.
They sprinkle.
Really weird.
I don't care for it.
They splash.
Sprinkle, splash.
Sprinkle and splash. Like Joe, how about you?
shit, not much. We usually do shows every Halloween. This is the first year that we haven't had anything
this
booked.
This is true.
Doing
so you got, you're wide open.
I'm open.
Yeah.
Please hit me up for something to do.
Maybe you still do a show, just like at your house or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep the tradition alive.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to work during the day, you know.
Do a show at work. Do a show at work.
That's true.
John, how about you?
Do I like
what
Halloween?
What y'all going to do?
Well, I'm probably
now you have
just,
a kid.
Yeah, I know. So my
things
my
done
kid,
changed.
She was born on the 1st of October last year. So last year she really, I mean, she would just sort of sleep all the time because she was only a month old. So Halloween wasn't really an option. This sure. year we got her costume, but it's like, what the hell good is that going to do? It's not like I'm going to take a 1 year old kid. It's not like she can walk around trick or treat, and right. she doesn't eat candy because she's
candy
still a baby.
Well, she yeah. could eat candy.
But, you know, we'll probably dress her up in her little costume. We take some pictures. I'll send it to my folks, and then I'll just hand out candy to the kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know? You guys get trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, we get a lot of kids in our neighborhood.
Nice.
I live all in the sticks, and part of me just really wants to dress up like Michael Myers type shit and just go stand in my neighbor's yard and just stare at their house until somebody notices. Then just move to the next neighbor's house. And, just,
and do the same thing?
Yeah, until the cops get called.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny.
How about you, Rob? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, nice.
Boo.
Oh, I get it. Cause it's
no, actually, what I will do... I'm trying to preserve battery over here.
Oh, I was gonna boo you.
Boo me. Boo me all day. Bring it on. Bring it on. Give it to me. Yeah. Yeah.
So no,
that's what the people
really
think
pissed.
About you.
Yeah. We are going to Anoka, the Halloween capital of the world.
Hmm. You gonna like ride a hayride or something?
No.
What do they do in Anoka?
No. No,
party.
You celebrate.
I don't know anything about Anoka.
It's the Halloween capital of the world, and that's all you really need to know.
Well,
I'll be honest with you. Besides
of the
that,
world.
Besides that, it
that's
sucks.
What they say.
Don't they
parade,
have a big?
They?
Don't
they do
they
have a parade,
a
but
big Halloween
parades.
Party in Madison every year. Isn't that like supposed
Probably.
To be the big thing?
They could. I don't know much about it, but
it's number one Halloween party.
Anoka does kind of suck.
What sound is that
thing.
In the background? It sounds like a cat.
Probably was.
Now it's wind.
I'm gonna have nightmares tonight.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, way
Thank
to go
you,
on
Rob.
This. Way to go on this background noise, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
Let's talk about something scary.
Ooh.
How about the Insane Clown Posse?
Yep,
those guys are scary.
They are. The Insane Clown Posse wants to have a biopic made
mm-hmm.
or a biopic.
It's still biopic.
Really? Still biopic.
Yeah.
All right. But the biopic wants to...
One of those moving picture things.
Yeah.
So it's based on like... So Straight Outta Compton made a fortune, made a haul, right? So now ICP's like, we're going to do that.
We're going to make a haul. We don't make enough of a haul.
No.
Didn't apparently. They already have a biopic? I think it was called Big Money Hustlers.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
It was entertaining.
Really?
Yeah. You know, that's the funny thing. It's like the first time I watched it, I was like, this shit is so funny. And then I watched it like later and I'm like, this isn't funny at all.
You just laughed yourself at how dumb you are.
Right. Yeah. Like you're like, God, what did I find? I don't understand.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. So
maybe because like when you're really caught up in it, like, I don't know.
I think I had that on VHS when I was younger.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely VHS. Well, they want to have a biopic made.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, piggybacking off of the NWA movie.
Yeah.
You know, who else? Dog Pound wants to have
a
biopic. There's supposed to be a Tupac one.
Yep.
It's supposed to be a Death Row one.
Mm.
Def Jam.
There's Def Jam, one, I think, is rumored. The best chance of one happening is the Def Jam one.
Probably.
Would you guys watch an Insane Clown Posse biopic?
No.
I mean,
I've just to see it, yes.
There, done that.
For like the car crash quality of it, maybe I would.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
like, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. It just depends on what they do. Like, who are they going to hire?
Right.
Who are they going to hire to play ICP?
Themselves.
Seth Rogen is going to be Violent
Jack. Well,
oh, man.
Like, for
in
Violent
that case,
J,
I'm in.
You got to hire like three different guys because sometimes he's skinny,
right,
and sometimes
he's
huge, and sometimes he's in the middle. Yep.
It's got to be one of these incredible actors that just throws himself into the role.
Yeah.
The ones that like lose weight, like,
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Who?
Jonah Hill.
He was rumored for the Def Jam biopic.
Yeah. What? To play Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see that.
Sure.
But who am I thinking of? Batman, Christian Bale.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that like loses weight and gains weight for roles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He could be our new Shaggy 2 Dope.
He could be Shaggy 2 Dope.
Shaggy 2 Dope.
I think I like need to be like a little small person.
Right.
To be Shaggy 2 Dope.
He's not that, I don't know.
Game of Thrones guy?
the little guy from
I don't
Game
think
of Thrones?
I don't think he's that small.
Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter So I was doing some research on this. Somebody was asking this on Twitter. Any truth to the rumor that Guy Fieri is playing Violent J in the Unauthorized?
They got that funny thing on the internet with
with
him and Guy Fieri, and then the guy from
Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
the
third one. Yeah,
that is amazing.
No one's seen them in the same.
There's just no way that an ICP movie could be as big as like Straight Outta Compton.
No,
it would not. No. Yeah. But there is another biopic. I'm doing this in quotes, air quotes. Ja Rule.
Yeah.
And Murder, Inc.
I think I'd rather watch the ICP one, to be honest.
I would as well, yeah. So in an interview, Ja Rule said that Irv Gotti, who was... I don't even know if Murder, Inc. is still around. Are they still
know.
Around?
I don't even know how they could call themselves that when all they made was love songs.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Like, come on.
It was Ja Rule.
Murder in the Sheets.
There you go.
I'm Googling Irv Gotti right now.
Yeah, so... Apparently, Irv Gotti's already co-signed this with Paramount Pictures, so that's already in the works. And it's not even just a movie, it's like a series that they're trying to shop to like Showtime or HBO so they can do it all unedited, you know, and show boobs.
Like Empire, except better.
Right, right.
Didn't
I wonder, that's probably what they're going after.
I thought I saw something about one of the guys on Empire died, like the young kid, the one who played hockey.
Spoilers!
Spoiler.
Like in the show he died?
No, like in real life I read he died.
Super spoiler.
That's not funny.
Real life spoiler. I got nothing.
Irv Gotti.
They're not releasing that information until the show, this end of the season.
Right.
I'd watch one with Cash Money Millionaires.
Cash Money biopic. I'm surprised we haven't heard anything about that yet.
Back that ass up.
Or a No Limit. Biopic.
I would watch the No Limit one.
Would you?
Yep.
Well, so apparently this is already in the works, so... Somewhat official.
Hmm.
Also in this interview with Ja Rule, he says, what other label has been raided by the feds? And I thought to myself, pretty much every
label ever. But it is true. They did have some government. I don't remember what it was, but there was.
Tax evasion?
It was like traffic.
So they changed the name from. They changed the name from Murder, Inc. to The Inc.
When they stopped murdering.
Right.
A little less murder. More ink.
Right.
Yeah.
This is all dumb. I don't want to read this anymore.
So when they say the feds, are they talking about FBI, CIA?
It could be DTF.
Oh, then they're no, they're Murder Inc. again. In 2013, they decided to call them themselves Murder Inc. again.
Interesting.
Good for them.
Flip flop Inc.
the new and untouchable Murder Inc.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No. I guarantee a Death Row Records was raided by some sort of feds at some point in time.
Suge Knight's one of the worst people to exist, so yeah. I would assume so.
Right. We've spent a lot of time on this show saying bad things about Suge Knight. We so have, if he ever hears it, we're so fucked.
Yeah, we're gonna be in a little bit of trouble here.
Yeah, we're in trouble, man.
How about this? If something were to happen to John and I, just no, it was absolutely
Suge Knight
without question.
If something bad happens to us,
videotape with you like. It's Suge Knight. He's at my door right now. Yeah.
I'm so scared right now.
We're usually like when we're usually nice to like when we talk about people on the show, and when we're mean, we're sort of like
over the top,
jokey mean. But with Suge Knight, we're like we've been legitimately hard on him, like almost every episode.
He's a bad person.
He's the only person who like if he listened to the show would be like has a legitimate gripe against us.
Everybody else, you got nothing.
No,
you got nothing.
So it's gonna be Suge.
So. Oh, I hear Jeff over here wants to see a No Limit, Cash Money.
Cash Money?
Cash Money biopic. Is there any, like, bands or labels that you guys would like to see a biopic of?
There hasn't really been many major labels since back in the day with the No Limits and Cash Money.
That's true.
Like
bands, Young Money.
Young Money?
Gross.
Rammstein?
Did you say Rammstein?
Rammstein.
Rammstein. That would probably be interesting.
We
to
talked
see.
About that.
Put on a good show.
Is the lead singer? He was working in a steel, as a blacksmith.
And the lead guitarist is actually the founder of the band, and he heard him singing while he was, I don't know, building a sword or whatever.
sword. Make with steel.
And he essentially made him be the front man of the band, and he was reluctant at first to take it over and. I'm a fanboy of Rammstein.
Interesting.
That the rock star movie, the Mark Wahlberg movie.
They just found the guy and they made him the singer.
Okay.
Yep.
I remember if we talked
so
about it on the podcast.
So that was Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. He rock doesn't star? Make bad movies either.
Remember when he was a football what movie was that where he was like he was just a walk-on tryout
the Eagles
for
player.
Eagles,
yeah. I don't know what it's called, but he played for the Eagles.
That guy can do anything.
Invincible. Invincible. No. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Unbreakable.
Inconceivable. It's inconceivable.
I remember hearing about Rammstein.
Yeah.
We did a story on them, I think, on the podcast that they did this limited edition release where you could buy molds of the dicks of each of the members of the band.
Wow. What the fuck?
Wow. They all made dick molds. Yeah, dildos made out of molds of the dicks of the members of the band, and then they sold them.
I have a Rammstein story that I've shared on the podcast before because they toured with the Family Values Tour with Limp Bizkit, Korn, Ice Cube, 98. I think it was 98. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was I remember I got to the front row because I had never seen Ice Cube before. And I saw Ice Cube, but I was pretty much trapped. And so I was like, I'll check out Rammstein. And as there's phallic devices that they're jerking off and shooting. Some sort of jizz onto the crowd. I'm just ah! I'm the sounds in the background.
You're
turning
the soundtrack.
They're the industrial metal guard.
That's a good way to describe them. Yeah, very just interesting show. I've never seen a show like what they do ever.
I've still not seen them live.
Anguar.
That's one I want to see them live.
It's a bucket list show.
Bucket list.
That was actually Guar for me. I had never seen Guar, and then the last year we performed at the Gathering of the Juggalos. Guar was performing, and I'm like, I gotta see this, right? If I miss this show, and
did
it
you
was
go front?
It was no
you
god no
just colored and dye.
No, I was in the back, but yeah, people were just soaked, and it was it was
it was like you're an insane
really
clown posse show.
Right? Yeah, sort of.
Wow.
Except better.
And ironically, the only time I've seen Guar was with the Insane Clown Posse in Detroit. Halloween. 1998. 98 was a big year for me, guys.
Huge.
Big year.
Rob peaked in
98. Getting jizzed on with fake jizz from Rammstein and whatever the hell Guar does.
Yep.
Side note: that Mark Wahlberg movie was Invincible.
Invincible. See, I thought that was the name of the. I thought that was the name of the movie with Nelson Mandela and Matt Damon.
Nelson Mandela.
Invictus.
Did you just say
some sort of an N-word?
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson.
Nelson.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Next
up.
Next on the list.
Yeah.
So you guys are familiar with Black Friday,
yeah,
right?
Very familiar.
Well, there, I haven't gone on a Black Friday mission in years because it sucks.
Thank
right?
you.
All right.
Well, we both kind of work for a retailer who has kind of a big part in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are very familiar, unfortunately.
Right. Well, now the company that's created Record Store Day, which is like a national holiday, I think it's April. It's like around April 20th is when they usually do it. Yeah, right. They're announcing they're kind of doing a similar Record Store Day on Black Friday.
Interesting.
Which would get me out of my house because I don't normally leave my house for anything ever.
Bring weapons.
Yes. So I got a little list of things that they're releasing on Record Store Day this year. Well, on Black Friday. I don't even know what the
this
name
year
is
it's
called.
It's going to be Saturday, April 16th, by the way.
Saturday, April 16th. So it's roughly April 20th.
Close enough. What day isn't a good day, though? Let's just be honest.
Right. So this year, for Black Friday, they're releasing a Paul McCartney remix to the song Say, Say, Say with Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Okay.
A special holiday treat, Easy Ease, Merry Motherfucking Christmas.
Nice.
On 45. I would buy that.
Buy that and put it in my kid's stocking.
There you go. Some for you. You might not get this now.
Someday. She's only one. She doesn't understand all those words yet.
Right. Run DMC has a singles collection, which sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Some of the group's biggest tracks released with full color jackets based on the original records.
That's amazing.
Is WWE releasing another album like they did on Record Store Day last year?
We missed out on this.
We totally
are you familiar with that?
No,
Joe's a big wrestling fan.
Hence,
Christian,
hence
are you?
The KO hat.
Yeah. He's got the Kevin Owens hat.
Kevin, okay. Christian, are you a wrestling fan?
I'm not.
No, I just started to powerbomb him all the time.
tell him about the record that came out, John. Go ahead, John. John,
I'm
tell him.
I'm looking it up.
John.
I'm looking it up.
So on April 20th this year, on Record Store Day.
Nice.
The national holiday that is, WWE re-released an album.
By John Cena. No, that's not where we're going.
It's a two LP set called The Wrestling Album and The Wrestling Album 2, and 2 was in parentheses, Pile Driver. And it's the wrestlers singing songs. It's the wrestlers from the 80s.
Oh, man.
All singing songs.
It's like that Walmart holiday track, except
tell me Macho Man has one.
It's WWE. Junkyard. Junkyard Dog has a song called Grab Them Cakes.
JYD. JYD.
The Hulk Hogan theme song. Roddy Piper has a song. Mean Gene Okerlund covers Tutti Frutti.
What?
Yep. It's so bad.
It's something that you should own. And
yeah.
We both missed out on
Vince McMahon has a song called Stand Back.
We should look that up.
Right. But yeah, so it's all from the 80s.
Yeah.
Record Store Day exclusive. We tried to buy it, and it was sold out everywhere.
That sucks.
Also on Black Friday this year, The Far Side, if you guys are familiar with The Far Side,
totally.
their hit album, Lab Cabin California, is re-released with Runnin' and a non-album B-side called Emerald Butterfly.
Interesting.
Emerald Butterfly. Among others, New Elvis.
New
brand
Elvis,
new.
Huh?
Yep, featuring Tupac.
Nice. Still fine.
No, there's some other re-releases. Jimi Hendrix, Judas Priest, The Clash, Faith No More, Jerry Lee Lewis. You heard me, Faith No More.
We don't know anything about it. It's just on the list.
Carl Perkins. I'm just reading what's on the paper, Jeff. Don't get upset at me. Gang of Four. Yeah, that's on here too.
Yep.
Garbage. Dave Matthews Band, Nine Inch Nails.
You jumped right over my boy, Brian Wilson.
I did. I didn't even say it, did I?
No, you did not.
The Buzzcocks, Otis Redding. Now I'm reading them in reverse. Mary Chain and Jesus.
Jesus and Mary Chain.
Gang of Four. John Lee Hooker. There's a lot of good stuff there.
Yep.
A lot of good stuff. You can find this online. They got a list of everything that is releasing so far.
It's on the Record Store Day website.
It's on the Record Store Day website. Peep Game.
Which is recordstoreday.com.
Correct.
By the way.
You are correct, sir.
Plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any you guys going to go out for this, or are you guys going to be stuck working?
I'm
that
sure
day?
We'll be working.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's bad.
That sucks.
It's fun, though. You ever see an old man fist fight somebody for a cart?
Yeah. Have you really seen that?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've seen some shit.
People who work retail, seriously, people I know who work retail talk about Black Friday like I've heard Vietnam vets talk about their time in like
November hits and I'm just like, oh fuck my life. Like,
oh yeah. I will say we get together.
It's intense.
With my in-laws on Thanksgiving Day. They live up in past Rogers at this Walmart. I guess brother-in-law or somehow brother-in-law works at Walmart, and it's always like we're eating dinner. Oh, I got to go back to work. Yep. You know, he shows up for dinner and then he leaves and goes back to work.
That's
at Walmart.
The name
of
the game.
Yep. That's crazy. Yeah, bulletproof, stab-proof leather, chaps. He's not wearing chaps. He's not wearing chaps.
Every Walmart basically turns into Chicago. Every Black Friday.
Welcome to South Side.
You can't
Chicago.
Call it Black Friday anymore because it's always open on Thanksgiving now.
Yeah, it really is right. Just Thanksgiving
yeah.
evening
yeah,
now.
That's true.
Want to have family time? Fuck yourself.
Yeah. Right? No, there was. What company was it? There's a company that's not.
REI.
REI, is that the one? That's wow. not doing a Black Friday deal.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Everybody should do that.
Unfortunately, you don't work at REI.
No, I do not.
Sorry.
I remember one year on Thanksgiving. You might have been part of this. After Thanksgiving, it was Thanksgiving night. And a bunch of people came over to my house, and we were all drinking. And then someone decided that they were going to go at 4 in the morning to Best Buy to buy an Xbox. Were you part of that?
I didn't go with it.
So then, like, 5 people all went, and then all of a sudden, they all came back with Xboxes. I'm like, none of you guys wanted
it. They were just giving them away.
So they all bought Xboxes. I mean, wow. Bill bought an Xbox. Luke bought an Xbox.
DJ Dick Doorknocker.
DJ Dick Doorknocker and Boxcar Tony both
best
bought.
Best nicknames ever.
And maybe even Joe Grizzly might have got a Xbox.
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't you? You know,
all of our friends get podcast nicknames.
You're throwing things in there. You're like you're drunk, and it's slightly
well,
on sale, slightly
that's
marked
the problem.
Down.
Oh, that's the
like,
part.
You're probably
drunk customers at 4 a.m.
Right?
Yeah, we'd been drinking all night, and then at like 4 a.m., all of a sudden someone gets a hair up their ad. Like we're gonna go buy an Xbox. I'm like, you're gonna regret this decision.
I'm gonna buy you an Xbox too.
But
you buy me one, I'll buy you one.
And you know what the worst part about it was that some of those people were PlayStation people, and they've all converted to Xbox now, and I'm still playing PlayStation.
Nope, PlayStation.
You should have won. Yeah. You should have won.
So I'm like, I have the PS4, and all my friends play Xbox.
That's cool.
Damn.
So I play alone. I think Marinus is the only one left playing PlayStation.
Well, should we talk about Prince? I like a good Prince story.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be an episode of the Thank You, Rob podcast if we didn't mention Prince at least once.
He's right. He's right. In the Prince news of the week, Prince has an official Instagram account.
What?
He does.
Officially.
The Prince-tagram.
The Prince-tagram.
Is it maxed out already?
With pictures? Or
with followers. I'm sure you can't.
I followed him, it was 106,000.
I'm gonna
can
follow
you get
him
a cap?
Right now.
Is there a limit to followers?
I don't know. I thought there was on like friends and shit like that, so I have no idea.
Obviously, the girl in the background completely disagrees.
That's true. She's pissed.
No.
Prince-tagram.
Prince-tagram. So it's just Prince. There's no fancy.
125,000 followers.
That's actually kind of depressing. I mean, figured it would be way more. No, he actually put memes of himself.
Yeah,
on
there's a lot of memes, a lot of live awesome. Live
he
pictures.
He posted this, which I gotta crack out.
Read what it says.
It says how light-skinned dudes roll dice.
I like
and
the.
It's got a picture.
I like the how light-skinned people wipe their nose, and it's him with his hand in front of his face.
Yeah,
that one's good.
Yeah, and there's a lot of like old pictures.
It's
of
good.
Him.
So,
hopefully, it's verified.
Hopefully, Prince has a sense of humor.
It
seems like he does.
I don't know what
he
happened, but he was like the most reclusive dude until like 3 months ago, and now he's tweeting all the time, pictures of himself, Instagram.
Yeah, he had the
parties
for
all the time
come
house.
Hang out, bro. It'll be fun.
It's like
Madonna. It was
Prince
for the links, right?
Is
links.
Having like serious midlife crisis, right? Like
Bill Murray, if you tweet Bill Murray, like come to my wedding.
He might do
up.
It. He might do it. Bill Murray might show up at your house.
Yeah, something happens.
I wonder
so
Bill Murray
changed.
And Prince hang out.
Why
that
haven't
be cool.
you tweeted at Bill Murray to come on the show yet?
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Come on my
podcast.
That's a great idea.
But here's the thing. You can't. He won't, he won't confirm. You'll
he
just
won't confirm.
Have to
he'd
say,
just show up.
Well, that'd
just
be the
say,
best part,
we're recording
though, right?
at this day at this time. And then if he shows up, he shows up. If not, it's just you and me.
But that'd be podcast. Hilarious. And then he shows up, and you're like, Bill fucking Murray.
Nobody's no going to believe us. We'd have to like take a video.
Didn't he just cave in and make a bunch of movies, though? Wasn't
Bill
Rock, Rock the Casbah?
Yeah,
wasn't
he
that
did.
Him?
It was a huge, huge flop. Nobody went and
yeah,
saw
nobody
it.
Yeah, nobody liked it.
Nobody saw it.
Everybody said it was the worst Bill Murray
I don't even
movie.
Know if it's yeah. I didn't even know if it was good or bad. I just know that nobody went and saw it.
Yeah,
I would go see it. I don't care what anybody
the cast
says.
Looked
I wanted
good.
To
I would
see,
go
see
it.
People,
yeah. I would go see it. I mean, previews looked good.
Rock the cat box. It
looked, fucking cat
tradition,
box.
You know, old school Murray. Word.
Yeah. Well,
textbook
maybe,
Bill Murray.
Not at this point, I only see him in Wes Anderson movies. That's
yeah,
it, right?
And that's all right with me. That's all right with me. Rush the cat box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, you ready for some wrestling news?
Oh, I'm getting down with this.
Brought to you by Hometown Hype. Hometown Hype?
Yes.
Airing on WEQY, Eastside Radio.
104.7. WEQY, the voice of the Eastside.
The voice of the Eastside.
Yeah.
That was the most beautiful plug I've ever heard.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So, wrestling news.
What do you got?
For the week. I don't know how it's happening, but people keep coming across little pieces of things from WCW, which was the old wrestling one of the old sort of rival promotions to WWE, which was WWF at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there was like a storage locker that somebody bought or something, but they keep finding
storage
this.
Wars.
So this guy found a copy and published it on the internet of Hulk Hogan's contract with WCW from 1998,
well, that's crazy.
Which was like right in the middle of the NWO
right.
era of Hulk Hogan.
Right.
So I have some. He was a free agent. He was signed through like 97, and then they re-signed him in 1998 to this new contract. So here's some of the stuff that he got in his contract. He got a $2 million signing bonus just to sign the contract. They paid him $20,000 promotional fee when he was in the NWO for wearing NWO logo and merchandise on TV and at photo shoots. Every time he did that, he got $20,000.
Wow. Jesus.
He received 15% of all pay-per-view sales for any event
Whoa.
He was on.
That's the big one.
And a minimum guarantee of $675,000 per pay-per-view. So if he wrestled, he was minimum getting $675,000. Yeah, so 15% Jesus. Of all pay-per-view sales.
And that was back when you had to pay $50 to watch one.
Yeah. He said it also called for Hogan to be the featured performer at these events. WCW paid him in 1998 $1.35 million on July 1st, November 1st, and February 1st on the first 3 years of the deal as an advance of his pay-per-view guarantee. He also received bonuses as buy rates went up. Now, here's some more, another kicker. He got 25% of gross ticket sales anytime he wrestled on
Jesus.
WCW Nitro, WCW Thunder, or any WCW live event, and a minimum guarantee of $25,000. So even when he's not doing pay-per-views, if he's just doing TV or house shows, minimum of $25,000 to wrestle in a match.
That's
probably
crazy.
Way more than that. he received first class air travel, accommodations, limousine transportation, and get this, $175 a day per diem. Like, he needs a fucking per diem.
Right,
when he's
right,
getting,
right, right.
What he's getting for sure. Well, yeah, $175 a day per diem. And this was the kicker, though, for the wrestling fans who are familiar with this era. Hogan had approval over the outcome of every match in which he appeared.
Wow.
So he could just decide, I'm not going to lose.
I don't
and
think
he'll
right
never,
now.
His
never.
Contract said he never had to lose if he didn't want to.
Do you think this
wow.
is like a Hail Mary contract? Like,
well, I'm sure,
out, like,
yeah. I'm sure, like,
right.
Well, at the time, NWO was so hot in 97
yeah.
that WWF, I'm sure, would have paid a fortune to get Hulk Hogan back and blow that thing up.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they just had to pay him whatever he wanted,
mm-hmm.
right? And clearly he got whatever he wanted because that was a
Jesus.
Ridiculous contract, right?
1998, another
good,
big year.
It was a good year
for Hogan, too.
It was a good year to be Hulk Hogan in 1998, man.
What about
my
me?
God.
Well, it was a good year to be Rob, too, but you weren't getting $175 a day per diem.
No. No, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
It all went downhill after 98 for the Hulkster.
Well, how much? I bet a lot of that work paid for Brooke Hogan's album.
Yeah, it
Let's
did.
Not forget.
I'm sure how
Let's
much
not forget.
He probably Gross. Spent a lot of that on his divorce.
On his divorce
from
Linda, yeah. She probably got a good chunk of that, too.
But I mean,
she went her per diem.
It wasn't
the fucking ringer. There's no if and or but about
right,
it.
Right. Yeah.
And there was no. I mean, it's not like '98 was the end for Hulk Hogan. He still made money in '99, 2000. After WCW bought or WWF bought WCW, he sat out for a while. He sat out his contract because his contract was guaranteed, mm-hmm. and so he didn't have to work.
Yeah.
His contract.
He was sick of winning.
It expired, and then he came back to WWF and worked even more. And so I'm sure he just raked cash for years and years, even after
like
that.
Like the Tough Enough TV show. Like he was a judge on that recently until he got booted and X-made
until,
off
yeah,
everything.
The racism business.
Yeah. So Joe here got the WWE video game.
Oh, yeah.
2K16?
Oh, yeah,
or
I bought it yesterday. Absolutely.
Is that what it's called?
I spent all of last night and
is it
half
amazing?
This morning creating myself.
Oh, that's so cool.
So do you have to, like, train yourself, too? And is that part of the
there
game?
There is a career mode and stuff like that. Okay. I haven't even started any of that yet. Yeah. I just finished creating my moveset and making sure I look like me.
You look awesome.
Stuff
like
that.
Oh, I'm so
all the
cool.
Tattoos?
No, there's no way to do all the tattoos like I have. So, like, I give myself arm sleeves, like... Like the nylon arm sleeves that people wear and stuff like that. So,
who?
But I have a Genre Trees shirt on when I wrestle.
It's nice. Cool.
You can like actually upload a image or something, or how does
no,
that?
No, I just did like a makeshift logo of like our GT and overlay because
really?
You can do lettering and stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, cool.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, I was watching the WWE pay per view last weekend on Sunday on WWE Network, and there was a commercial for the game, and I was like, damn, that looks cool. I thought about getting. I haven't bought a wrestling game probably since 1998.
It's only on Xbox.
But is it really?
No.
Yeah, I was those assholes. But yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah, I know.
WWE Raw on
64,
I think, was the last one.
Nintendo 64?
64 wrestling games are the best ones for
here
sure.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. No, that's the wrestling news for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, John.
Hey,
really
no
appreciate
no
that.
No problem.
I appreciate you. Let us not forget this guy's been on the show for a year.
I've been on the show for a year now. And you know what? I haven't done a wrestling news segment in like a month either.
Yeah, it's
just
long overdue.
Nothing to talk about.
Did you like Hell in a Cell?
I liked it okay.
In case you didn't notice.
I was surprised.
In case you didn't notice, the wrestling segment is over.
No, it's not done now. We're talking about wrestling.
You can't just start that ball rolling and stop it.
It was a good pay-per-view. You missed out on a good one, Rob.
What was this one called?
It was Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell. Okay.
It was the main event was Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker.
It was pretty sweet.
It was a pretty good match.
Oh, who won that?
Brock
Lesnar won.
Wow. I wonder if he's got a contract where he says he wins all the time.
He might.
You guys want me back. That's what it sounds like.
The big,
you guys want me back.
The big surprise was Alberto Del Rio coming back to the WWE. Yeah.
He'd been
working in Lucha Underground, which I watch religiously. I don't watch WWE television. I watch the pay-per-views because I have the network, but I watch Lucha Underground religiously when it's on. And he was doing great on there, and then all of a sudden he shows up on WWE. I'm like, well, that's over now.
Let's talk about another way to support this podcast.
Talking about wrestling.
Yeah. That's not talking about wrestling.
Damn.
That's what you meant to say.
Yeah, so sure.
That sounds like a cool way.
Yeah. Everyone just talk about wrestling and then we get money.
You can subscribe to the podcast, which is a great way, of course. But another way is instead of going to Best Buy.
I have a way to tie this into wrestling.
Yeah.
So we're here talking about the brand new WWE video game.
Right.
WWE is a 2K16, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I want to buy this game, but I don't want to drive all the way to a retail store. I'd prefer to buy it from my favorite online retailer, Amazon.com.
Good idea.
Right? So here's what you do. You go to thankyourob.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
It takes you to Amazon.com. You make your order. You make your purchase. You can use your Amazon Prime. If you have a gift card, you can use that. And it's the same price as if you were to just go to Amazon.com. The only difference is that a small portion of the proceeds come back to Thank You Rob Podcast to help us cover our production costs.
Right.
So if you want to support the Thank You Rob Podcast, thankyourob.com/Amazon or amazon.thankyourob.com or go to thankyourob.com. Click the Amazon Associates link.
There's so many ways.
It's
so
easy.
Many ways. And then you get your video game delivered to your door. You don't have to leave your house.
Yeah.
You're a hermit, just like
if me. If you're allergic to the sun,
yes,
and you just want to stay inside and play wrestling,
the sun's just
going to
burn you.
As of today, there's no sun for like six
months. No, no.
Right.
I was just envisioning the Nick Swartzen character from
Benchwarmers.
Eating the sunblock.
So that guy orders his wrestling video games using thankyourob.com/Amazon.
He does. He
be
does
like
indeed.
That guy.
Is this my water?
It is. Well, it's actually Jeff's.
That's my water.
Genre Treason, you guys are still here. Thank you for sticking around.
Yes. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we got to go.
Oh, look at the time. I got you for seven more minutes. while you're here, talk to us about Genre Treason.
Let's talk about
you guys
it.
Are a duo.
Yeah.
Obviously, the two of you.
There are two of us. That is a fact.
That's what a duo means.
Right. Like Batman
I'm
and Robin.
So much today.
He's totally Robin.
Robin's cool still. Yeah. Right?
Robin's badass.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because I'm him.
Yeah. He's Robin the Hood.
Tim Drake.
You're getting a little over my head on that one.
Yeah.
No.
Dick Grayson. That's
Dick Grayson.
I don't know Batman like you two guys know Batman.
Well, Dick Grayson does grow up to become his own superhero, Nightwing, and Nightwing is pretty badass, all right? Tim Drake also grows up to become Red Hood, who is also
pretty Nightwing
badass.
Was a duck.
That's Darkwing Duck.
Oh, damn, you're right.
Does Nightwing become Batman? Or, no, that's that weird foreign guy.
Well, Nightwing does fill in as Batman in some comics, all right?
Let's just
remember that. But we're not talking about Batman and Robin here, all right?
Yeah. We're talking about Genre Treason. Yeah.
Same thing, though, right?
Skynet.
Yeah. Skynet.
And Blade Runner. Skynet and Blade Runner. Project Blade Runner.
I can get done with that.
Tell us about Genre Treason.
Well, we make music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't like to be labeled
as
anything.
Yeah, no, that's kind of the whole thing with the name. Yeah, we don't like to be labeled. Like, more, yeah. We don't like the whole. No. We don't like titles. We just have an open relationship.
Yeah,
we
like
keep
that.
It really simple. we try to keep it as versatile as possible, so that way we just keep people on their toes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dog.
You guys got a couple projects.
Yeah.
In the books.
Mm. Well, we have
well,
one
Project
out.
Switchblade
one.
Yeah, is your own.
Yeah.
Is he featured on there?
No, that's old. That was well
him,
before his
that
time.
Guy.
Yeah, that was
him?
Before in Christian's time. When I, was
I wasn't even
stuff.
Born yet, I don't think.
Ass. I'm not that old. No, yeah, we're working on some new stuff right now. Hopefully working on our sophomore album. At least an EP or something soon. But
okay.
Yeah.
Because you guys are fairly new as a duo.
Yeah,
2013.
We released our first album like a year ago.
Yeah.
The Silence Effect.
The Silence Effect, yeah.
Tell us about that album. How did that come about?
How did it come about as far as with the title or what do you
the
mean?
The title, everything about it. I want to know everything.
The Silence Effect we came up with because it was kind of our way to silence critics. That's the whole thing with that is it's going to be the album that shuts people up.
Mm-hmm.
Did it
work?
Nobody talks about it. So.
There you go.
Hey,
there
you can't make fun of yourself.
So how did you guys come together? Were you guys were both
come
working
together?
Separately?
Yeah, we were both solo artists. We were performing at a show and... saw him and my girlfriend was like, hey, you should probably do like music with that guy. And I was like,
hey, he's hot.
Oh, all right, I guess, you know.
I suppose.
That's how it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where was the show? What show was this?
Oh, man, that was years ago. It was up at the Hydrant in Bethel back in the day.
Yeah, the Hydrant.
Before it turned into a meth lab.
Oh, it's a meth lab now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Allegedly.
Well, no, it's burned down now, but
not
it was
yet.
A meth lab.
It was rebuilt, and now it's an official meth lab.
Yeah. Number one meth lab in Bethel.
Yeah.
That's a big problem out there, isn't it?
It is.
Oh,
do
man,
people just call
bad.
It methyl?
Methyl. Because mm-hmm.
that's what
that's
I would
thing?
Call it.
Yep.
It is now.
East
especially
methyl.
East
yep.
methyl.
Yep.
Wow. That's
it's
too bad.
Your hometown, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that cat's pissed.
Stop talking about so much meth.
So, Christian, what were you doing before Genre Treason then? You're doing some solo stuff?
Yeah. I just kept making music out of my bedroom. And that's all I did. And then the night that I played that show that he saw me, one of my buddies was like, hey, come play this random-ass show. And I was like, okay. And so I had no material, showed up, did that, and then...
You played no material?
Yeah, like, it was just a bunch of songs. Like, I just writ one that morning and, like, showed up and just...
He went up there and was clapping, was doing his foot stomp, and was...
Yeah, I like that idea, actually.
So playing the washboard.
Yeah. Nice. You get like the Four on the Floor band does. So they all have a kick drum.
Yeah.
Every one of them does.
Yeah. I like that. I like
except
that.
There's only one of him, so it'd just be one guy with a kick drum.
Exactly.
Be the one on the floor.
My wife would be like, you got to make music with that guy. For sure.
Yeah, sure.
So you only played one song that night?
No, I played like a bunch, but they were just, it was all recent.
New stuff.
Shitty
okay.
material. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I had a full song. Except
wow.
for Dig It Out, which we
so
still...
So you guys joined forces, you combined styles,
mm-hmm.
start working together, release mm-hmm. the first album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are you guys working on now?
I mean,
another album?
Yeah, we're starting... Like, we mm-hmm. just did a show few weeks ago, a month ago. I'm not sure. It was a little bit ago.
But it was recently.
It was recent. We don't have anything booked for a while. We're kind of keeping it down for a little bit here. Oh, it was with Cryptic Wisdom at Big V's. That's where I played.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
With Seekle Meekle.
Yeah. So no, we're working on new stuff right now, so just kind of putting off some stuff on the shows. We do have one booked right away next year, but we can't talk about it quite yet.
Understood. Just keep it under tight wraps.
Yeah.
It's with Santa Claus.
It might be with Santa Claus. No, it's for somebody else's CD release party that's not yet announced.
Santa Claus dropping a new album?
Dropping a new
that's gonna be
a new EP.
Mrs. Claus twerks in it.
Straight from the pole.
Straight from the South Pole.
Featuring Nicki Minaj. any titles you guys are working on? Or what? How many tracks deep are you guys into this new one here?
Like two.
Yeah.
Two. So
two.
We have this awesome thing where we work really slow, and then it comes out a really long time from when we say that it's going to get released.
Yeah.
So we'll be like, first of next year. August comes. It'll be out soon.
Someday. Yeah.
Sometime.
In my experience, don't ever say release date.
Release dates are the worst. Yeah. Well, I had to do that when we did the Kickstarter for my record, and I put like a date on it, and then it came out like, I think a year and a half after the date. It was so bad because I didn't realize how much work it. I mean, we'd put out the records, but before it was always like we had a label and I had someone else rap. When it's just you, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is
a lot of
so
work.
Much work.
We record everything.
Why would anyone do this?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's never good enough, so you always just scrap it and redo it.
Yep.
So what kind of music do you guys listen to other than
Rammstein?
Rammstein and Gwar.
I mean, honestly, I really don't listen to those. I've seen them live a few times.
Yeah.
Mainly metal and stuff like that.
Do you like Hot Licks?
I'm not familiar.
No, it's not a band. It's just a thing
like
that Rob says.
Like Hot Licks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's just a Robism. That's what that is.
No, that's a thing. Hot Licks.
No, I mean,
that's the same.
Just like slapping the bass.
It's a thing that someone said once, but it's a thing that you say all the time.
Bend her over the barrel.
I like the
stage.
Term.
I don't think that's a saying.
No, pretty sure it's a saying.
It is. Yeah. So I'm sure you listen to stuff with Hot Licks.
Yeah.
You love Hot Licks.
Yeah, you probably.
The new Atreyu album just came out, which I'm pretty
excited
for.
I bet there's tons of Hot Licks in there.
So many.
You have no
idea.
It's
my favorite band, so I freaked out.
Yeah. I saw that your list of inspirations or Atreyu is in there.
How do you have this much information on us?
I know a lot. I know a lot.
You know, nothing ever goes away.
That's true.
On the internet.
Right, right.
That's true.
So basically every
except for my browser history.
The picture
I can make that go away.
It's still there.
It's all that. So I work in like a fairly corporate job now, and I was at like a company function.
Corporate bigwig alert.
Not bigwig, just in a corporate setting.
Do you have a suit?
And I was at a company. I don't wear a suit.
Damn.
I own a suit, but I didn't wear it to work.
Do you wear slacks?
So I'm sitting, we're at this company dinner thing, and I'm sitting down, you know, talking to the people at work, and a guy goes like, I don't know if you talk about this or not, but what is Johnny ? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Immediately, I'm like, they know, because I don't talk about that. Like
right,
in
right.
my,
you keep
like,
it separate.
I keep those sort of worlds separate. But yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Was it?
It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very strange.
At least it's not players.
Having to explain PLC was different.
Yeah.
It's always like, what does PLC stand for? I'm like, nothing.
Well, we got this song called "What If I Kill You." Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. I remember that.
I actually didn't get a job because of my music.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. They saw the Christmas video.
What?
And they were like, so all you do is drink and make music, huh? And I was like, yup. And they were like, cool.
What
never
was
got
that?
A call back. Huh?
What was that?
It was last year I applied for this little, like, they're just a mom pop business, and I wanted to work in the warehouse there. And yeah, they were like, so we saw your video.
That's funny.
Never heard
we really liked it, but you're not going to work
No,
here.
That's exactly what they said. They were like, it was interesting. It was cool.
It's
very
hilarious.
Very artistic. But...
The opening scene is Christian turning to his blow-up doll with his arm around her and speaking, whispering just like sweet nothings into her ear. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I think I'd allow you to work at my company for that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
What do you got
podcast?
There?
No, I was going to play a boner alert when he's talking about the blow-up doll, but it's too late now.
Well, for the sake of our iPad about to die, should we get into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
The high five. We're going to hit you with five hard hitting.
It's funny because we steal this beat for one of our shows.
Do you really?
I rap over this.
This is a high five.
Not everyone knows about Ritz or
a lot of people ask about it when we do this segment. Yeah, well. So these are five hard hitting questions that cut to the core of who you are. Yeah. So we'll probably do, should we do two and two and then a joint?
Yeah, let's do a joint.
A joint. Yeah. I'm going to do a joint, you guys.
Marijuana
I'm
going to
do one marijuana. Look out.
Careful, bong's exploding.
This is a new question, John. And this is a question for Christian.
Oh, you added new questions?
Yeah. For Christian.
This is a new question. It's going to Christian over here.
Oh, God.
And this is...
Sorry, Johnny.
My wife actually came up with this question. Okay, let's some of these questions John and I make up, or I find them on the internet.
I'm excited to hear what it is.
You know? But my wife came up with this one. Well, I didn't ask her where she got it.
I hope it's good.
Or why she got it.
I don't want to say mean stuff to your wife.
But I'm going
to
read it. I'm going to read it, and I'm sure she wouldn't like that.
Yeah, well, then she better have given us a good question.
She shouldn't have asked for it.
No.
And I'm going to ask this question right now.
Yeah.
If the days of the week had color, which colors would go with each day?
Well, that is a pretty good question.
That's
very deep.
That is very deep. I would say Monday would be black.
Black Monday.
Yep. Because when you wake up, you're just like, damn.
Another black Monday.
I really wish I just saw black everywhere, which means like I wish I was dead, which is pretty cool.
Damn, that's dark, man.
Do you ever say...
Don't forget my name.
Slum is an acronym. It is an acronym.
I was thinking Skynet because they just kill everybody. Yeah. But
you're depressed all the time.
Is Skynet an acronym?
No. Oh. Slum is.
For what?
Christian.
Sad little upset man.
Oh, that is
isn't
sad.
Adorable?
He's depressed.
Makes me want to give him a hug.
I gave him a hug when he walked in the door.
Was it weird?
You did?
No, not for me.
It wasn't weird for me either.
So we got Monday.
Tuesday. Rob smells good. Tuesday. Damn.
Tuesday.
I would say
do that for every day.
Well, I'm going to skip one. Wednesday should be yellow. Tuesday could be maroon.
Wow.
Why maroon?
It's a maroony kind of day.
Huh. I'm good with that.
Okay, let's go with it.
Best explanation ever.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, yellow. Thursday, we'll go with, God, I don't even know. This is extremely
hard. There's so many colors.
I know. There's so many colors.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to just say lame stuff like... green. Salmon. Like, let's go with, like, grasshopper.
Well, you could just say green if you wanted.
But, you know.
He wants it to be heartfelt. He wants it to be... There's sentimental value in this question.
So, Thursday will be grasshopper's left leg. That'll be...
Which is like a form of green.
It's like a greenish yellow.
It's greenish yellow.
Gorilla.
Has spikes.
Huh.
Or whatever those things are on grasshoppers.
Spikes. So let's go with spikes.
Yeah. Hardcore grasshoppers. They ain't fucking around up here.
Out in Woodbury. Friday could be...
Friday.
The worst,
Friday
man.
Could be...
Friday. What is that noise?
I was listening to it.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, it's macaroni and cheese when you stir it. We'll go Friday will be blue.
I never want to hear any of these sounds again.
I'm not going to be able to listen to this episode.
So we're listening to like background.
Saturday and Sunday, 2 days left.
Like Halloween.
Yeah. Oh no! It was the days of the week.
Yeah,
You're done.
I'm done.
You're done, brah.
Sweet.
You don't have to do weekends.
Weekends don't count.
What is this? This is Bush League.
The question is days of the week, Joe. What don't you understand?
Oh, days of the weekends are days of the week.
It's a week in its entirety.
Week.
A full week.
You're talking about work week.
Work week.
You gotta.
Well, we work retail, so
their work week is the weekend.
Yeah,
it's my first time asking this question, and I already made up my mind that it's Monday through Friday.
Okay, so you decided.
I can't go back.
It's your show.
I can't retract on this one.
Let's see if I remember all those. It was
Black Monday,
Maroon Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday was yellow. Thursday was grasshopper's left leg, and Friday was blue. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Very nice.
I'm going to write those down.
Write them down.
Write that down.
You got a question?
I do. Are you ready?
Johnny, are you ready?
Question mark?
Ooh, I marked off a few. I'm deciding which one I want to ask first. All right.
Jesus Christ, John, you had this whole time.
I know. I'm building. See, Rob, what I'm doing is building suspense.
You're building suspense.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You're utilizing the background noise.
Are you a fan of anyone's music that you are ashamed to tell people about? Like a guilty pleasure?
Like guilty pleasures? I have a few.
I was going to say you have more than one.
Yeah, I have a few guilty pleasures. I'm a big My Chemical Romance fan, which... That's just ridiculous. Like, I am not a 16-year-old emo kid.
No,
but they just they
no. Get, we have a commonality get, in that. Got, yeah. I went and saw them when they came to town with a couple friends, and it was seriously it was like me and the other people in their late 20s, and then a bunch of 16-year-old girls.
Yep.
It was. I felt.
How much mascara did you see
I
at
did
that show?
A lot. I thought you were going to say how much did I wear. I'm like only a little,
oh,
but
just a touch.
It was all ages show. So like, and no one was old enough to drink.
Oh yeah.
It was so strange.
I don't know. Something about them. One of the Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. Their album's probably in my top 10.
That's so good.
Probably in my top 10.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
We've never had that one before. That is a good one.
Yeah.
People usually say Taylor Swift. That's like a very common one. No. That's like the most common, I think, guilty pleasure that people say.
All right, Christian, follow-up question to the colors of the days of the week.
Mm.
Now, this does span Saturday through Sunday. Sunday through Saturday, even, too.
Jesus.
What is your favorite day of the week?
You're just only going to ask him questions about days of the week?
Yes.
Are you the calendar man? Is that what's happening?
Perhaps
right now?
I am.
From Batman. That's what I was going for.
Rob Calendar.
I would have to say Sunday.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
In what color?
Are you a football fan? Is that why you like Sundays?
I just recently became a football fan.
Really?
So.
You
a fan of
football?
Nope.
I was trying to get him to do it.
I don't know enough about football. So I just literally got into it like last year, and now I'm finally starting to know names, which I'll throw out randomly at work.
Yeah, like, he didn't really sports before. Now he sports.
No,
he
just,
have
he
you
does.
Seen
work.
Marshawn Lynch? Pretty cool, huh? What did he do? He played football.
How about Boomer Esiason, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty
no
good,
idea.
Huh?
He has no idea who that is.
He wasn't even born. He wasn't even born when Boomer Esiason
Warren
was born.
Moon, eh?
Even that might be a little.
These are all old football players.
Yeah,
so
okay, cool.
When you were saving for the last question, so I don't ask that one, or do you not?
No, I got nothing yet.
Okay, good.
We're winging it.
We're winging the
good
tees.
Answer.
Winging
thank
the
you,
tees.
Sir. Thank you.
All right. If you committed a murder, where/how would you hide the body or dispose of the body?
Don't answer.
It's an elaborate ruse.
Oh, man.
Don't answer.
I know. I don't want to give up my secrets. Part of me would want to pay homage to Dexter because I'm a big Dexter fan. Mm-hmm. So I'd want to dump him somewhere in a lake
in
or
the
ocean.
Plastic bags. And
yeah,
the whole
I'm
bit.
Not going to drive all the way to the ocean. Though. That's a long trip.
Yeah.
Superior's probably
things would start to smell.
Yeah. Or find a pig farm, get rid of the body that way, because pigs lead everything. Mm. But
Superior would be a nice little trip.
It is
a
nice jump.
Just a nice scenic.
Yeah, especially, I mean,
this
weeks
time
ago
of year.
Would have been nice when,
this
you know,
yeah, right. Yeah. Leaves changing.
Body.
Yeah, that'd be real nice.
Just if Joe Grizzly was here, I'd tell him to cleanse his purse in the cooling waters of Lake Superior.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Prince reference.
I know, I got it.
It's also
Lake Minnetonka.
It's also a nutsack reference.
Yes.
It is.
His purse.
I got it.
His coin purse.
Coin purse.
It's about balls, Rob. Get it?
Get it, Rob. It's a balls joke. It's a balls joke and a Prince joke.
Anyways, what?
Look, man, I'm deep.
Where are we at with this answer here?
Oh, I already know.
Dexter.
I said two of them. I went Dexter route or the pig farm route.
Gotcha.
So I think those two are pretty solid.
Okay. Okay.
But is there really any wrong way to kill someone?
That's true.
Well, it's not
dispose
how you kill them.
Oh, to hide it.
Yes, and there's only one correct answer, and it's put it on a rocket and send it to the sun.
Yeah.
It's the only correct way to dispose of the body.
Who's going to find out about that?
No one will ever find it.
Nobody.
Jesus.
Nobody.
Well, statistically, you can just kill a person and leave them there.
Yeah.
Statistically, you're not going to.
Yeah, you're more likely to
Jeff over here knows statistics. He knows numbers. And he just said, I don't know if the mic picked that up, but statistically you could just kill someone
and
leave the
leave
body
them in
right
the street
there.
And you're more likely than to not
stab
get caught.
Stab
them
with an icicle so the weapon melts.
So I think,
no evidence.
I think we've gotten some good tips out there about how to kill someone.
We are getting so good at potentially hiding bodies.
I mean, if you want to get really, you know, cut the hands off and dissolve them in acid, get rid of the teeth so there's no dental records. I mean, there's a lot of things.
That's
you
intense.
Get
well, yeah, there's options.
You know, yeah,
there's
I
options.
Mean,
I would just,
don't limit yourself.
I would just do it Breaking Bad, probably.
That's a good one.
With the acid.
The acid,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
That's a lot of work, though. You know?
Well, I mean, as long as you have the acid, it doesn't seem like it's that bad.
Right. The only work is lifting and putting the body in there, and not splashing acid on yourself.
Yeah.
No split splash while you're taking a bath with this one.
Last question.
Jesus Christ.
And this applies to both of you.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
What? And I know you guys have had some previous jobs.
You guys have to both
before.
Answer this question.
What is the worst job you've ever had to do?
I assembled office furniture at, like, you know, cubicles and shit.
Right.
And that was terrible. Because there's, it sucks.
People are like, I didn't want that right there.
No, it's bad. It's bad.
What's bad about it, though?
I mean, especially if you're working around people, if the office is closed, it ain't so bad. But the actual cubicles themselves have, like insulation, the glass, fiberglass.
Right, right.
And you get itchy as shit.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Hmm.
Damn.
Bastards.
Yeah.
So that's bad.
That, yeah. I mean, retail sucks. Don't get me wrong. People suck. I don't like people.
Yeah.
So working, assembling cubicle walls when no one's there is ideal.
Yeah.
But the fiberglass sucks.
Because then, you know, you could listen to music or, you know, like the Thank You Rob podcast or
Boom.
Something.
Yes.
Like
nice
that?
Work.
You like
nice
that?
Nice work.
Plug.
I do like that. Christian, what do you got?
Working at McDonald's, cleaning the grease behind the fryers out of the vents.
That does sound bad.
That's we're supposed to do it every month, but it got pushed off to like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah,
so.
McDonald's.
So
and
you
it
got
just builds up.
Yep, and you got every single fry that ever went in and then out and then sat and got its shitty smell sucked up into that vent and.
I don't give a shit. I will still eat a McRib every time it comes back.
Oh, I will too. I will too. McRib all day.
And I bet those fries still looked the same sitting back there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The worst part about it though is the like the gutter that would hold it all or whatever. There's no real good way to like get it out. So you'd put the cloth in there and then just let it splash all over you. So I dated a chick from McDonald's, which was kind of sweet because then we would both smell like grease all the time together.
That is so hot.
Grease as lube.
Yep.
That is so hot.
You just don't even smell it anymore. You're around it.
No,
she
yeah.
smells like grease.
Exactly.
Because like,
you come home and your mom's, fuck, go to your room. You smell like shit. And then,
fuck you, mom. Where's my meatloaf? Yes.
Where's my McRib?
Mom, the meatloaf.
Want it
then,
now.
Yeah, when you hang out with your own kind. Your McDonald's peoples, you can all stink together.
There you go.
I like it.
There you go. How long ago was the McDonald's?
When I was 16, so 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Rob.
I like that you embrace how young you are.
Yep.
Even though you're not.
Yeah, he was over.
You're actually 17, we know.
Sorry.
I queued up the outro music on here because your iPad's dead.
Oh, it is. Damn.
Oh.
Well, that'll wrap up the high five there.
Oh. High five.
The high five brought
high
to you
five.
By Jeff's correctional facility. Come on down to Jeff's correctional facility. See what happens. Thank you. Thank you for improvising that.
Hey, man, I do my best. I try to be useful.
White Jesus.
Well, what's the best way to get a hold of John Retreason? You guys
John
are on
Retreason.
Call me, bitch.
Yeah, just call us. Phone number is the numbs. Twitter, John Retreason. Instagram, John Retreason. Snap. We both have individual Snapchats.
Yeah. I should
start
Facebook, posting
of
on
course. Pretty much any social media for the most part.
MySpace. You got that shit on lock.
No, we strayed away from the MySpace.
We
I think I still
MySpace.
Have a MySpace. I think
actually,
it's been
no,
years.
I bet you we do have one.
It's probably still there. You just don't use it.
Yeah, I think we do have one.
MySpace.
Oh,
come
I remember it was supposed to be because Justin Timberlake was involved. Even Justin Timberlake could not bring that back.
Well, that's if Justin Timberlake.
If
can't
Justin
do it, Timberlake,
yeah, nobody can do it.
Nobody.
He can bring sexy back, but he cannot bring MySpace back.
Good one.
I think that's that is clear.
Good one.
What if it's a clear. Sexy MySpace?
Oh.
That's a whole different website.
It is. Yeah.
That's adultfriendfinder.com is what that is.
Farmersonly.com.
So
like a clown laughing in the background now.
It might be.
That's the Insane Clown Posse.
They're
here.
I don't like it.
They're here.
I don't like it. You know, we could do a whole second podcast of just us talking about wrestling.
We could totally
we could,
do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
We probably should have just done that for this podcast.
We should have.
Yeah.
Halloween, horror movies, wrestling.
Wrestling fits.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guys, I want to say thank you for coming through and doing this.
Thank you for having us.
Hope you had a good time.
Did we cover?
Or, sorry, I said that wrong. Thank you, Rob.
There you
podcast.
Go. Ooh.
Thank you very
Johnny
much.
Johnny question mark.
What did you want to say, John?
Did we get all their social medias? And
we did, yeah.
It's all,
of them.
It's all plugged?
It's all there.
Perfect.
So. It's all there. I want to remind the listeners to head over to thankyourob.com where you can find a link to the podcast and listen to the past episodes of this show, including but not limited to the episodes where we talk to other people.
Yes.
Those ones, too.
Many of them.
Even.
including what we did with professional wrestler Arya Daivari.
Arya Daivari, yeah.
How many episodes have you done?
150. Well, this is 152.
Nice. Yeah. Who was the first one?
This guy.
Me.
Oh.
Was I was the guest on the first show.
Yeah.
And then you just stuck around and been here a year.
And then, well, then I was gone. I was gone for, I mean, I made guest appearances for.
He came and went.
Came and went, but then about a year ago. So we were right around episode 100, right?
Roughly.
Roughly episode 100, I joined the show, and we've done one every week since then.
Right.
So.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it was actually before that, if it's been a year.
It was in the 90s, probably.
It was in the 90s, yeah.
In that time.
98.
It's a big year.
It's a big year.
Big year.
In that time, Moe's has been on the show like 16 times.
Ryan Moe's. Shout out Ryan Moe's.
Shout out to Moe's.
All right, yeah. So, yes, thank you, John, for sticking around.
Hey, man, I'm glad
it's
to
been
do
great.
It.
It's been great.
I've had a lot of fun doing the show, and, you know, here's to another 100 episodes.
Cheers.
They just
cheers.
Another year.
Cheers.
You can't see it, but
you
they
can't just
cheers.
And we clanked pins. There you go.
Incredible.
Yeah, so the podcast that wasn't, link.
That's not a metaphor. They're actual pins.
Yeah, they're real pins. There's also a link to iDefine Design. I do graphic design work on the side as well. Actually, our last week's guests, Candy Fresh, Bianca Rhodes, they hired me to do a logo for Candy Fresh.
I bet it's going to be a great logo.
It's going to be a great logo. It's pink.
Hmm. Oh.
It's a, like pink purple.
That's fresh.
It is fresh. Candy Fresh.
Candy Fresh, episode 4?
151.
No, I'm saying they have episode of their show.
What are you talking about?
Episode 3? Is it three that just came out or two that just came out?
Two just came out.
Yeah. I encourage people to go check that out, too.
Go check it out. Peep game. Also on thankyourob.com, a link to johnnyquestionmark.com.
Yeah.
This guy's official website.
Official.
Where you can download the album Falling in Like.
For free.
For free. For free.
Right now.
Also a link to Fuzz Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Some good friends of ours down in Mankato playing 24/7 internet radio, replaying episodes of the podcast.
This very podcast.
Having lots of fun.
What up,
nuts? Tons of fun. Tons of fun.
K-Town.
Home of Jeff, the corrections officer.
Jeff.
Finally, the last link on thankyourob.com, a link to Amazon Associates to go to Amazon, buy your stuff. Christmas is coming.
The goose is getting fat.
It is getting fat. P-H-A-T.
Wow.
No, I think the goose is just getting F-A-T. Stop breathing all weird in the mic.
If you don't want to celebrate Black Friday and you don't want to leave your house, Amazon's probably going to have some kick-ass deals. Just get ready for that. Just get ready for it.
Being as a retail worker, I strongly encourage people not to come in on Black Friday. Please do your shopping online.
Yeah, thankyourob.com.
Please go anywhere else.
Please leave me the fuck alone. Thank you.
Stay home.
Hey, Joe, can I buy an appliance? No. No, you cannot buy an appliance.
Joe just wants to play WWE 2K16.
Just let me sit at home and work on my career.
Please.
He just wants to work his career mode so he can overthrow John Cena.
Pay me as a full-time employee. And allow me to not work. What's so hard about that?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
it's
a simple concept, really.
The average American wants?
Yeah. Because
that's what I want. That's it.
Well, somebody to feed me Doritos while I play.
How are you going to survive otherwise?
Off Doritos.
Right.
Doritos.
Yeah.
They have lots of nutrition. They're made from corn.
Yeah.
Which is known as the most nutritious food. Corn.
Yeah, corn. Yes.
There's an emoji for it.
For corn?
Yeah.
Or Doritos?
Just corn.
Is there a taco emoji yet?
Yes.
No.
Apparently,
yes, there is.
Apparently there's an eggplant emoji, but that
eggplant?
Just means
I've heard about the eggplant emoji.
Just means dick, so.
Well, there is actually an official taco emoji. It's out there. It exists.
Is there?
Any last words, guys? Wrapping this up. Wrapping
last
it
words.
Up.
Halloween. I would strongly recommend going to Bandcamp.com, searching Genre Trees, and listening to the album if you haven't. And then if you like it, go ahead and buy it and send us money so then we can keep doing what we're doing. And then visit thankyourob.com and listen to this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Boom.
You doof.
Boom.
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 That's all you got?
I got nothing.
He's got.
I'm a man of few words.
He's stealing my freaking line.
That's his
guy.
Line.
Oh, what a dick. I'm not going with the boom then. I'm going to go.
No,
with
no, boom no, is no. fine. It's oh. I got nothing that oh. you can't say.
Boom.
Oh,
wow. Boom. Boom.
Skibbity bap bam boom.
I like it. He's the scat man.
Scat man. Jeff, any last words over there?
Don't go to jail.
No.
He has no last words.
He's like, I want more time. Give me more time. John, any last words?
I got nothing.
He's got nothing. I'm going to end it with handshakes and high fives.
Hey, money got a big ass head. Fool look like a stop sign. Fuck, dog. Hey, we got to go get that motherfucking ball of brains. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. What? You want to make a song about that? Squeezing on a neck until it's all out of breath. You want to hear me rap about being the hardest? Well, fuck that. From now on, I'm an artist. I carve pumpkins, tap chewy, slice, swing twice, stab screwy, ooh-wee, chewy, dewy, gooey, slop. It all starts with a quick chop, chop, drop, drop. Pumpkin rolls on the floor, almost out the front door.
But we can't have that.
Cut along the hairline, all cut. Hold the pumpkin between your legs and lift. Fucking harder.
Pumpkin sculptor, right, motherfucker? Now, first,
hollow the container. Scrape that bitch with a hanger.
Whatever, just get some. Just get the motherfucker all hollowed out. Like you could fill it up with lemonade and pour it out the mouth if you wanted to.
Never leave the eyes intact.
They'll turn all blue and puff out and shit.
Whack.
Always remove them, but keep them handy. Cause they taste like candy.
Jack-o'-lantern look like your little brother.
Neck nuggets start to fling. Terror's what we bring. Twisted ICP in the Cottonmouth Kings.
Pumpkins are for bitches. I like my shit instead. Cause every devil's night we carving somebody else's
when
head.
When my meat cleaver chops heads fall to the floor. Fuck buying pumpkins at the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah, alright, you done flexing skills on the mic. This is my motherfucking little song, you alright?
Right.
Let's get back to the subject. Now hold steady, steady, steady.
Ready?
Insert the blade along the outer eyelid. Very slowly. I don't want to look out.
You did.
Okay. Gently carve 25 spec meter outer diameters.
Huh?
A square. I know it's hard. You'd probably just rather stab and chop. But you'll end up with a pile of slop. I've done it before. And they made pumpkin seeds. Those are fragments of skull.
Oh. Crunchy.
Hey. Pumpkin carver.
Carvers, that be the hobbies. So cow, motel, collecting bodies. Twisted clowns and a cock mountains. Halloween,
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 Halloween.
Pumpkin carvers, that be the hobbies. So cow, motel, collecting bodies. Twisted clowns and a cock mountains. Halloween,
break these motherfuckers, cold evil to display. Happy Halloween. I'll be burning Cali, Southern Boulder is always. Sharper than your pedal. I'm loving that.
Now come press rewind, motherfucker.